Jason, can you have any complaints about the result today?
No, can't complain. We've just not played. We've not performed. We've not played at the level that we expect, and we have been performing out of late. So, you know, they worked hard. They showed that they're fighting for their lives. They got two set pieces, which we could have defended better. So, you know, saying that, they've gone through. They've had a clear one-on-one opportunity, which the boys put, you know, past the post. But, you know, disappointing thing for us is we've not, you know, played at the level that we're well capable of, and we've not caused their back four enough problems, and we know our front three are very, very talented. So today, I think we should be disappointed with the fact that we've not looked like we're going to go and score goals today.
And you mentioned both of the goals you conceded were from set pieces. Is that something you're going to be looking to work on in training?
It's something we always work on. It's an absolute frustration for us. You can put on sessions all day where defenders, you know, more often than not, come out better than their front men, and they defend and kick and hit and clear every ball. So we have done those sessions, but it's when it matters, you know. It's when there's nerves. It's when you're playing in front of your home support, when games are desperate for the points. That's when it matters. So you can't recreate it. I think they're learning. I've said all along, we've got some players who are learning their trade. They're learning on the job. Need them to learn quickly. You know, because going forward, you need the team to make sure they are learning from their mistakes. And I hope that this group of players will be better for the experience.
What's the main reason for lack of creativity, the absence of Ian Ross and Danny Sleeth?
Yeah, you could say that. It'd be easy to say that. But there's other people that get an opportunity. And, you know, Josh Burgess coming in, and he did well last week. And today, you know, he wasn't at his best today, but he wasn't the only one, you know. I thought we could have done better all over the place. Well, Ben Milnes wasn't at his level. We know one of his days, Ben Milnes is a very talented player, and, you know, as a midfield three and as a front three, we can create a lot. But as a six, so that's not just a midfield three, as a six, we didn't light any sparks today. We just didn't look, you know, that we was at a normal level. And as the game wore on, it looked very difficult for us to get back into the game. So we didn't have the big element where we were throwing on people and going direct, which I don't want us to do. I want us to keep playing and keep trying to open teams up. But today just wasn't to be, and, you know, we're bitterly disappointed with that.
Despite the performances, I thought two individual performances today were quite promising from Nathan Stainfield and James Reid.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Nathan and Ricky Drury. Let's not forget Ricky Drury. I thought Ricky was not at fault for the goals. He's performed well in both games, and he's made a few decent saves as well in both games. So great for him. He's performed well. And then today, obviously, as you say, Nathan Stainfield, I thought was very good. But saying that, you know, he was at fault for the second goal, which shows you as a defender, you can never switch off and your job's not done. So, you know, he did have a good game and he was deservedly man of the match. I was pleased with young Reid when he came on, because he's just a kid. He came in, he did well. You know, bright spark. He's trained with us for a matter of weeks and we like what we're seeing. So there's a carrot for the youth team players at this club to know that they're not being ignored and they have got an opportunity to jump from the youth side, if they're good enough, into the first team. Why not? That is the aim. That needs to be the aim for every player that comes to Boston United, that you're aiming to try and impress and be a first team player. So, you know, we're learning from players as the season goes on, and we'll continue to learn for the remainder of the games.
Just finally, a quick turnaround with Halifax on Monday and another side that's still got all to play for.
Yeah, they've got it all to play for, but, you know, we need to find things to play for. So people are playing for contracts, people are playing for their future, people are playing, you know, to prove to us as managers and fans alike that, you know, they want to be part of, you know, what's going on in the future with Boston, and they want to make sure they're, you know, they're putting in those performances to earn their deals, you know. So everybody's got things to play for. We're going to Halifax, who obviously want to win the game because they need the game. But for us, we're not going there to give them anything. We want to win the game and spoil their party. So, you know, we'll be up for it come again Monday.